though that seems only about 30 years, there were pretty regular scare stories about what they would do to our brains. They'd fry them, especially the brains of young people. Then those stories sort of went away, but were they just scare stories? Well, we may be finding out before too long. Scientists have been commissioned by the Department of Health to begin a big study into the effect of mobiles on the developing brains of children. Young children, 11-year-olds. I am joined by Mireille Toledano of Imperial College London, and you'll be involved in all of this. What exactly are you going to do? You're going to start studying children now, 11-year-old children, and then follow them through. Is that the idea?
Yes, that's right. We will follow 2,500 Year 7 children for the next 3 years, and we'll be conducting cognitive assessments in their schools in Year 7, questionnaires online for parents and surveys. We'll be collecting traffic data from mobile phone network operators and with consent of the parents.
Yeah.
And also for those children that have a smartphone, we'll be asking them to download an app which can actually record usage and give us extra information which could be really helpful, such as are they holding the phone away from their head on speakerphone mode whilst they're making a call?
Well, that's a point a lot of parents will know, because most of us see our children using mobiles and they never talk on them. They text on them and they send messages to each other in all sorts of different ways, but they don't actually talk on them because it's too expensive.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is very much a data download and social media, and we will be looking at the various different ways that children are actually using the phone as well in detail, and particularly things as well like gaming and how much time is spent on that, because sometimes we can see improvements in cognitive function that are just due to brain training because children are spending a lot of time
on the
technology.
OK, so it's not just about, to use that horrible old cliche, frying your brains. It's not about the heat holding the phone against you. It's all sorts of other use of the phone as well.
Well, absolutely. It's very important for us to differentiate any possible effects on cognitive development from using phones that might be due to the radio frequency exposure waves versus actual behavioural brain training.
Right, fascinating. And we'll know in 3 years or 4 years.
Yes,
roughly.
Absolutely.
Right. Great. Mireille, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
25 past seven, let's get some sport. Gary's back.